This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to a very special edition of Nation Talk. In case you haven't heard, there's going to be a very historic music celebration live at the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver, BC on November the 17th, featuring some of the most influential Indigenous Canadian artists ever. And it's going to be exciting. Nation Talk is proudly presenting the Indigenous Healing Our People Everywhere, I Hope Benefit Concert 2016. Indigenous and other leaders are going to be bringing worldwide awareness to suicide prevention through messages of Indigenous resilience, life promotion, and reconciliation. This is a concert that is going to speak directly for, to, and about our Indigenous youth and peoples in crisis. And one of the headlining stars is Andrea Menard. Andrea Menard is an acclaimed Métis singer, actor, writer, and music messenger who excels in all four areas of her medicine wheel. Andrea, who has performed for royalty, prime ministers, ambassadors, governor generals, and even sang her song Peace to the world's NATO generals, has created lifelong fans with her powerful voice, her songs, and her message of hope. The Vancouver-based performer has recently emerged from an intensely creative gestation period armed with new projects and talents and has managed to reinvent herself once again. Menard launched a collection of uplifting songs, debuted her symphony show entitled I Am Andrea Menard, filmed two television series, and is developing an inspirational business called The Music Messengers. The magnetic Menard is aiming for the stars and inspiring change wherever she goes in the music industry and beyond. Andrea Menard, thank you, and welcome to Nation Talk.
Thank you so much for having me, Andrea. I'm pleased to be here.
Andrea, your career really is an extraordinary journey. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about how your journey started when you were young?
Well, when I was young, my dad sang around the kitchen table, singing and playing guitar, and I had no idea that a life in the arts was even available. I was not one of those people that had education. My family wasn't educated. You know, we're from the bush, and I just didn't know that so many careers that I'm so familiar with now were, I didn't know they existed, and I didn't know they were available to me. So I didn't know that I could pursue it. It sort of happened by accident. I went to university, and I discovered, I went to teach drama because I thought, hey, that's creative. I discovered I was a creative person early, and I thought, hey, I'm creative, so teaching drama might be good. And it was once I went to university and discovered all these people in the drama department who were actually not there through the education program but were there to be actors in the real world. I went, what? Are you going to go to Hollywood? Like, I had no idea that theater existed, that film industry existed in our provinces. So then around the same time, I met a woman who I was asked to sing at someone's wedding, and I met the piano player, and we decided to create a band together. Yeah, so I got some education. I got some experience from other people in the business to help me on my way, and I've had one helping hand after another because this was always meant to be my calling.
Well, you know, Andrea, I think that speaking about one helping hand after another is an amazing segue into what Nation Talk will be doing and where you will be performing. Beautiful I Hope Benefit Concert is being hosted by Carla Robinson and will feature none other than yourself, but also international Indigenous performers that include Buffy St. Marie and Susan Aglukkaq. Special performances by West Coast traditional group Coastal Wolfpack and Mr. Murray Porter. I mean, just these people coming together, including yourself, that's quite a message. That's quite a helping up. I mean, this is really going to be something. How does this make you feel?
Oh, I am so, so proud. Can you hear it? I am
yes.
so proud to be a part of this concert, and I'm so glad they're putting it together, because together we create a really potent message, and we're saying, you know what, folks, you matter. Indigenous youth matter, you know, and if there's any way we can do our part to send that message across that we are worthy of life and life promotion. I love that term. I'd never heard it before this, you know, but life promotion for suicide prevention. I think that is so great. And I am thrilled to lend my part because I'm all about healing people. I'm all about creating strong individuals to create a strong nation. And I know it starts with one person at a time. So if I can help one person in that audience, I'm doing my part.
Andrea, we're talking about this I Hope concert. Is there one character or person in that career of yours that really identifies with this?
Well, I guess the one that I wrote, does that count? The Velvet Devil?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, The Velvet Devil is my one-woman show that was turned into a film. And it's my first CD, so it had a big life. This one character came to haunt me. And this was at a time when I was just beginning my career, and I wanted a career in film and television and music, and I didn't know how to do all of them at once. Well, this character came to haunt me, and I call her my emancipator. It's like she came and was so powerful, you know, that she came from the spirit realm, that she was so powerful that I couldn't not write her story, even though I didn't know how to write her story. I just had to pick up the pen because she was so persistent. And in the writing of this show, I basically had to learn the theater world, how to write for the theater world. I had to learn how to find out how to get a CD done. That was completely new. And then I had to do a radio play for it, and I had to learn all about that. And then I had to learn all about creating something for film. So it was like this little show about this woman who was very, struggling with fame versus spirit. Somebody who was a Métis girl from Batoche in 1930 who hears jazz on the radio for the first time and runs away to the big city to become a star. And, you know, she turns her back on her people and her mother and her community to do that. And, you know, I think there was a battle within me about leaving things behind or fame is bad and spirit is good. And so I had this battle going on with inside of me that I needed to work out. So that's why, you know, the character is very close to home. But in the creating of these things, I had to learn all these different industry genres, you know, and it changed my life. I'm here where I am today because of that character.
And, you know, that is very hope-inspiring unto itself. Because what you're speaking about is the power of the dream, of dreaming, of wanting. And you know, and that comes through in your music, in your acting, in so much. You know, this amazing event is being produced by Nation Talk with the encouragement and input from the Canadian Foundation for Healthcare Improvement, CFHI, the First Nations Health Managers Association, and the Thunderbird Partnership Foundation. All the proceeds will be donated to the Thunderbird Partnership Foundation, Canada's leading Indigenous mental health organization. And this really is, I think this is the catalyst. This is the power behind what's going to be taking place here. When is the last time you performed at the Vogue? Or have you ever performed at the Vogue Theater?
I've never performed at the Vogue.
In Vancouver? Wow.
Yes, so I'm thrilled.
Oh, Vancouver's in for a treat, and so is the Vogue Theater.
I mean,
this is so exciting. So what's new in your career right now, Andrea? What's the hottest thing that's going on in your career?
Well, we just got greenlit for the third season of Hard Rock Medical, so that is going to go next spring sometime, so I'm really excited about that. That's a show on APTN and TVO.
A great show, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I love it, and it's a nice ensemble cast, and this past season that we filmed should be airing, it's actually airing right now on TVO, and should be shortly on APTN, and it's a really good season. I've had the chance to see it, and it's a great season, and lots of good Indigenous women on this season's lineup. So I had a wonderful, so that's going to go again next year, and I'm really thrilled about that.
Did you have a new album or an album that you released in the not so distant past Lift?
Yeah, Lift is my latest creation. It's was not last year, but about 18 months ago I released it. And it is, that album caused a whole change in my outlook on music. It was one of those things where I went through a period of change. I went through a really difficult period. I don't want to be spreading messages of loss anymore. It was important.
Wow.
I went through it. But now I'm moving on to help those saying, I need more joy.
Beautiful words from Andrea Menard. Well, just so our listeners know that advance tickets are on sale now at www.ihope2016.com. The concert live stream will be available at www.nationtalk.ca on November 17th, 2016. For more information, go to www.ihope2016.org. And on that note, I just want to once again remind our listeners that this is the historic music celebration live at the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver, BC on November 17th, starring Buffy St. Marie, Susan Aglukkaq, and the beautiful and talented Andrea Menard, who I want to say thank you so very much to, Chi McGuick, for being with us here on Nation Talk.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.